The Thanksgiving air travel period will extend 12 days from Friday, November 21st through Tuesday, December 2nd. Airlines for America expects November 30th, the Sunday after the holiday, to be the busiest air travel day of the period at U.S. airports. Monday, December 1st will be the second busiest day, while Wednesday, November 26th will be the third. A4A is projecting 24.6 million passengers to fly globally on U.S. airlines during the Thanksgiving holiday period, an average of 2.05 million per day, up 1.5% or approximately 31,000 passengers per day from the same period in 2013. Typically, during this period, 10% of the passengers will fly on international markets. The number of daily passengers expected to fly during the Thanksgiving holiday ranges from 1.36 million on Thanksgiving Day to 2.61 million on the Sunday following the holiday. The 10 busiest U.S. airports by passenger volume in ranked order during the 12-day Thanksgiving holiday period will be Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson, LAX, Chicago O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, New York JFK, Denver International, San Francisco, Phoenix Sky Harbor, Charlotte Douglas, and Houston's George Bush Intercontinental. An expanding U.S. economy, employment growth, rising personal incomes, and falling energy prices all are helping drive increased demand for air travel. Airfare remains affordable and below 2000 levels when adjusted for inflation, even when including revenue from ancillary services. Improving finances are enabling airlines to make significant reinvestments in the customer experience at a rate of more than $1 billion per month, the highest rate in 13 years. Customers can see examples of these reinvestments in new, more fuel-efficient aircraft, in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi, and improved airport amenities such as refurbished gates and lounges. For the nine largest U.S. carriers during the first three quarters of 2014, profits continued to improve year over year, enabling airlines to further reduce debt an additional $2.4 billion thus far this year, and continue to invest in the customer experience at a rate exceeding $1 billion per month, the highest in 13 years. The airline industry remains a low-margin business. At this point in the business cycle, for every dollar of revenue collected, U.S. airlines are keeping just 6 cents as profit, well below the S&P 500 average of 10 cents. While the airline industry's financial condition is modestly improving, airline profit margins at this point in the business cycle remain subpar, well below those of such profitable brands as McDonald's, Apple, Chipotle, and Comcast. Jet fuel prices remain historically high, but recent declines in the price are enabling airlines to continue to pay down debt and invest in the customer experience by adding new, more fuel-efficient aircraft to their fleets and refurbishing airport check-in areas, lounges, and gates. Demand thus far this year for air travel has been strong, and we expect that to continue through the Thanksgiving holiday period. Airfares remain affordable and competitive with other modes of travel, in fact, superior in value. Improving airline financial condition are enabling carriers to reinvest at a rate not seen in 13 years and further pay down debt. When airlines are consistently profitable, it enables them to enhance creditworthiness, add more well-paying jobs, and offer employees profit sharing. A consistently profitable airline industry is a win-win for airlines and their customers. Like Apple's profitability, enabling it to enhance its product, airlines are able to reinvest in new aircraft and new passenger technologies. A consistently profitable airline industry is a win-win for airlines and their customers. We're talking about more service, newer planes, improved in-flight amenities, and a better trained workforce.